This is program number LW2499. Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. Some say it was fate that linked their destinies. Hi, this is Larry West. I don't know if you've ever looked at their lives or not, but it's staggering to see how many things they had in common. Their assassinations are linked together by an amazing series of coincidences. For example, Abraham Lincoln was first elected to Congress in 1846. John F. Kennedy followed exactly 100 years later. Kennedy was elected president exactly 100 years to the month after Lincoln was elected. After their deaths, they were both succeeded by Southerners named Johnson. Andrew Johnson was born in 1808, and Lyndon Johnson was born in 1908. Both John Wilkes Booth, the man who killed Lincoln, and Lee Harvey Oswald, Kennedy's killer, were both themselves shot before they could come to trial. Booth committed his crime in a theater and ran to a barn. Oswald pulled the trigger from the window of a barn, a warehouse, and ran to a theater. On the day that Lincoln was assassinated, he told a guard, "I believe there are men who want to take my life, and I have no doubt they will do it. If it is to be done, it is impossible to prevent it." Kennedy, likewise, unsuspectingly told his wife, "If somebody wants to shoot me from a window with a rifle, nobody can stop it. So why worry about it?" He said that only a few hours before being shot. Lincoln and Kennedy were both civil rights campaigners. Both were shot on a Friday, both in the back of the head, and both had their wives with them. Lincoln was shot in Ford's Theater, and Kennedy was shot in an automobile made by the Ford Motor Company. A Lincoln. One final coincidence is that Kennedy had a secretary named Evelyn Lincoln. Like I said, it's a little bit staggering. Was it fate that linked the destinies of Lincoln and Kennedy? Some think it was. Now, when I say fate, what can we mean by it? Is there such a thing as fate? I mean, do things happen just by accident, just with the dealing of the cards? Well, it could get a little scary if it weren't for the Bible. The Bible says that things don't happen just by accident. Sure, we find coincidences in the lives of a lot of people, and it's fascinating to look at them. But the Bible insists that nothing is left up to chance. The Bible says that God is at work among us. It says that God works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will. That's the way the Bible states it. Quite frankly, that spells relief. I'm glad there's someone in control these days. How does God work? Well, that would be a fascinating documentary if we could just get an interview with him, but that's impossible. We do, though, have the Bible, and the Bible says that God works basically in two ways. Interested? All right, in case you are, God has worked in times past in different ways than he works today. What I mean is, during the days when the Bible was being written, God did some super extraordinary things, like raising the dead, like walking on water, like turning 5 loaves and 2 fishes into enough food to feed thousands. When I say that God did that, he did it through different people. Obviously, though, today, when you look around, you don't see anyone raising someone from the dead or walking on water or anything like that. He doesn't, so to speak, flatter our eyes today, but that doesn't mean he's not working. He works, so to speak, behind the scenes, not as though he were a performer in a 3-ring circus. He doesn't do tricks for us, but he's still working everything out, all because he has a goal in mind. You know what it is? He wants sons and daughters in his family to praise him. Nothing is left up to chance. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I can't explain all those coincidences between Lincoln and Kennedy. I'm not going to try. I'm just glad that God is in control. The Bible says it. I believe it. That settles it. I have a Bible study course. Yours free. I'd sure like to send it to you. It is free. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.